M20 recording length 17 minutes and 55 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 20 star forming nebula M20, NGC 6514, an emission and reflection nebula, with open star cluster, in Sagittarius Trifid nebula M20.jpg, right ascension 18.02.6, H colon M, declination 23.02, Deg colon M, distance 5.2, Cli, visual brightness 9.0, Mag, apparent dimension 28.0, Arc Min, discovered by Charles Messier in 1764, the Trifid Nebula Messier 20, Million 20, NGC 6514, in Sagittarius is a remarkable and beautiful object as it consists of both a conspicuous emission nebula and a remarkable reflection nebula component. Charles Messier discovered this object on June 5, 1764, and described it as a cluster of stars of 8th to 9th magnitude, enveloped in nebulosity, where the remark on nebulosity follows only after the description of nearby M21, and includes that object. The Trifid Nebula M20 is famous for its three-lobed appearance. This may have caused William Herschel, who normally carefully avoided to number Messier's objects in his catalog, to assign four different numbers to parts of this nebula, HIV.41, catalog May 26, 1786, and HV.10, HV.11, HV.12, dated July 12, 1784. That he numbered this object at all may have its reason in the fact that Messier merely described it as cluster of stars. The name Trifid was first used by John Herschel to describe this nebula. This astronomer assigned only one catalog entry to the whole object, H1991, H3718, GC4355, which became JLE Dreyer's and GC6514. The Dark Nebula, which is the reason for the Trifid's appearance, was catalogued by Barnard as Barnard 85, B85. The red emission nebula with its young star cluster near its center is surrounded by a blue reflection nebula which is particularly conspicuous to the northern end. The nebula's distance is rather uncertain, with values between 2,200 light-years, Malage/Grimmer, Glenn-Jones has 2,300, and about 7,600 light-years, CRO Dell 1963. The Sky Catalog 2000 gives 5,200 light-years, a value which is also used by Archinal and Hynes, 2003, and which we adopt here. The Webb database has 3,140. The Hubble press release of Jeff Hester, STSCIPRC 9942, gives about 9,000 light-years. As often for nebulae, magnitude estimates spread widely. Kenneth Glenn-Jones gives 9.0, while Muckholtz has estimated 6.8 Mag. This may partly come from the fact that the exciting star, HD196692 or HN40 or ADS10991, is a triple system of 7th integrated magnitude, with components A, 7.6, B, 10.7, C, 8.7 Mag. All are extremely hot. Component is of spectral type 05-07. The Sky Catalog 2000.0 even lists four more faint components of this multiple star: D, 10.7, E, 12.6, F, 14.0, and G, 13.4 Mag. This star is located on the west side of the Trifid Nebula cluster. Situated on the northern edge is HD164514 of visual magnitude 7.42. A supergiant of spectral type A5VI. The presence of these considerably bright stars makes brightness estimates for the nebula difficult. In the sky, the Trifid Nebula M20 is situated roughly 2 degrees northwest of the larger Lagoon Nebula M8, so that both nebulae form a nice target for wide-field photographs, as these images of the M8 and M20 region, or the big DSSM image of this region, it is even closer to the open cluster M21 and shows up in the upper left edge of our M21 image. Messier 20 observations and descriptions discovered by Charles Messier on June 5, 1764. Messier, M20, June 5, 1764 2017 848 meters 16s, 267 D04, 05, 22 D59. 10. Cluster of stars, a little above the ecliptic, between the bow of Sagittarius and the right foot of Ophiuchus. Seen again March 22, 1781. From the description of M21, the nearest neighboring known star to these two clusters is 11 Sagittarii, 7 Mag. According to Flamsteed, the stars of both these clusters are of 8.9 magnitude, enveloped in nebulosity. Mimbaki for 1771, p. 443, First Messier Catalogue, in the same night June 5 to 6, 1764. I have determined the position of two clusters of stars which are close to each other, a bit above the ecliptic, between the bow of Sagittarius and the right foot of Ophiuchus. The known star closest to these two clusters is the 11th of the constellation Sagittarius, of 7th magnitude. After the catalogue of Flamsteed, the stars of these clusters are, from the 8th to the 9th magnitude, environed with nebulosities. I have determined their positions. The right ascension of the first cluster, 267 d4, 5, its declination 22 d59, 10, south. The right ascension of the second, 267 d31, 35, its declination, 22 d31, 25, south. p. 456, 1764.June.5 Rock, 267 4/5, December. 22.59.10.A cluster of stars a little above the ecliptic, between the bow of Sagittarius and the right foot of Ophiuchus. Bode, Bode 47, a star cluster. William Herschel, HIV.41, HV.10, HV.11, HV.12, V.10, V.11, V.12, July 12, 1784, three nebulae, faintly joined, form a triangle. In the middle is a double ST open square bracket AR, VF very faint, and of great extent. IV.41, May 26, 1785, a double ST open square bracket AR, with extended nebulosity of different intensity. About the double ST open square bracket AR, is a black opening, resembling the Neb open square bracket Ila, in Orion in miniature, 1811. PT volume 1811, p. 226-336, here p. 278-3, of nebulosities joined to nebulae. The nature of diffused nebulosities is such that we often see it joined to real nebulae. For instance of this kind we have the following 14 objects including HIV.41 equals M20, p. 289, of treble, quadruple, and sextuple nebulae. If it was supposed that double nebulae at some distance from each other would frequently be seen, it will now on the contrary be admitted that an expectation of finding a great number of attracting centers in a nebulosity of no great extent is not so probable, and accordingly observation has shown that greater combinations of nebulae than those of the foregoing article of double nebulae at a greater distance, are less frequently to be seen. The following list however contains 20 treble, 5 quadruple, and one sextuple nebulae of this sort, asterisk, see treble nebulae, including HV.10 equals M20. Among the treble nebulae there is one, namely HV.10 M20, at which the nebulosity is not yet separated. Three nebulae seem to join faintly together, forming a kind of triangle, the middle of which is less nebulous, or perhaps free of nebulosity. In the middle of the triangle is a double star of the second or third class. More faint nebulosities are following to the east. Unpublished observations of Messier's nebulae and clusters. Scientific Papers, Volume 2, p. 652, 1783, May 3, two nebulae close together, both resolvable into stars. The proceeding however leaves some doubt, though I suppose a higher power and more light would confirm the conjecture. 10 feet, power 350. The instrument will not bear a higher power in this low altitude. John Herschel, 1833, H1991, H1991 equals HIV.41, sweep 275, July 28, 1830, RA 17851 meters 56.9s, NPD 113D 1 meter 29s, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance. The double star SH-379 in the center of the Trifid Nebula HIV.41. See my fifth cat of double stars. MemRAS and Fig 80. Sweep 32. July 9th, 1826. Ra 17851 meters 64.4s. NPD 113D0M41s. 1830.0. A careful drawing taken. But the net is not clear from twilight and clouds. NB this drawing is unfortunately lost, and that engraved in Fig 80 is constructed from much less elaborate sketches, aided by memory. Sweep the 30th of July 1st, 1826. Ra 17851 meters 64.3s. NPD 113D0M6s. 1830.0. VL. Trifid. Three nebulae with a vacuity in the midst, in which is centrally situated the double star SH-379, Neb=7, in extent, a most remarkable object, very large, Trifid, three nebulae with a vacuity in the midst, in which is centrally situated the double star SH-379, the nebula is 7, in extent, a most remarkable object, sweep the 31st of, July 7th, 1826. Ra 17851 meters 64.3s, NPD 113D0M43s, 1830.0, seen in its place, but clouds prevented observation. Smythe from the description of M23, his note DCXXVI, 626. After having examined this object M23, I lowered the telescope a couple of degrees, and gazed for the curious Trifid Nebula, 41 HIV HIV.41, but though I could make out the delicate triple star in the center of its opening, the nebulous matter resisted the light of my telescope, so that its presence was only indicated by a peculiar glow. Pretty closely preceding this is number 20 million, an elegant cruciform group of stars, discovered in 1764, which he considered to be surrounded with nebulosity. John Herschel, 1847. H3718 HIV.41 H1991,020. Sweep 793, June 27th, 1837. Ra 17852 meters 4.9s. NPD 113D1 meter 21s. 1830.0. Right ascension and north polar distance. The triple star in the Trifid Nebula. Sweep 588, May 24th, 1835, Ra 17852 meters 6.6s, NPD 113D1 meter 32s, 1830.0, one of the most remarkable nebulae, and must be very carefully delineated. It is very large, and has many outlying portions and sinuses. See Fig 2, PLII, John Herschel, General Catalog. GC 4355 GC 4355 equals H 1991 equals H 3718 equals HIV.41 HV.10 HV.11 HV.12 M20 Ra 17853 meters 51.8s NPD 113D1 meter 39.9s 1860.0 Right ascension and north polar distance, VB, VL, Trifid, I and V8 observations by W. and J. Herschel, magnificent, very bright, very large, Trifid, a double star involved, remark, figures in PT33JH1833, plate VI, Fig 80, CGH results of astronomical observations at the Cape of Good Hope, JH1847, plate the second. Fig 2, M.A.A. Mason's Memoirs in Volume V of the Transactions of the American Academy of Arts and Sciences, Plate IV, Fig 1, Lassell Memoirs of the Royal Astronomical Society, Volume XXXVI, 36, Drawing on Plate VIII, Fig 32, Drawing on Plate I and Mem.RASXXXIII, 33, Dreyer, 1877, GC 4355, H1991, H3718,020, Drawings in Lassell, Plate VIII, Fig 32, and mem.8sxxxiii. 33, by Lassell, Platy, Volume VIII of the Annals of the Observatory of Harvard College, which was received at Baker Castle in the summer 1877, contains lithographs from drawings by Mr. Tuvalot of the following nebulae, GC 116,031, PL 33, 1179,042, PL 24, Woodbury type, 4230,013, and 4294,092, place 25, 4355,020, place 32, 4447,057, place 34, 4532,027, place 35, Dreyer, and GC 6514, and GC 6514 equals GC 4355 equals H 1991 equals H 3718 equals HIV.41, HV.10, HV.11, HV.12, M20, RA 17H53m51.8s, NPD 113D1m39.9s, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, VB, VL, trifit, D asterisk INV, equals M20 magnificent, very bright, very large, trifit, a double star involved, remark, figures in PT33JH1833, plate XVI, fig 80, CGHJH1847, plate II, fig 2, Mason and Smith, Transactions of the American Philosophical Society, Volume V, Plate IV, Fig 1, Last 2 Lassell, Memoirs or A.S. Volume XXXVI, Plate VIII, Fig 32, Lassell Memoir 8S XXXIII, Plate I, H.C. Winlock and Trouvelot, Annals of Harvard College Observatory, Volume VI, Plate 32, Curtis Descriptions of 762 Nebulae and Clusters Photographed with the Crossley Reflector, PUBL, Lickobs, Number 13, Part 1, P9, 42, and GC 6514, RA equals 17:56.3, DEC equals 23, 2, PUBL, Lickobs, Volume VIII, Plate 55, M20. The Remarkable Trifit Nebula in Sagittarius, very bright diffuse nebula covering an area 24x20, with remarkable dark lanes, 0SN, content car as if SEDS, Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 21, 2007, text to mp3 by spokentext.net, quick and dirty complied by john-morris.net, this recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.